joined by Cays manager Alan Dowson after this evening's 5-0 defeat at Dartford. Alan, Dartford scored five, they had two disallowed, they missed a penalty. Is that the worst performance that you took over, do you think?
I don't know. It's been a couple this season already, to be honest. We've learned the hard way. It was always going to be today, to be honest. We had a little plan, to be honest, to get the day out of here and crack on. And you can see, like, body strengths, the teams and all of this. So I kind of keep blaming, like, the funerals we've had, the injuries we've had, the suspensions we've had. The players not fit. I've got to react and do something about it and get players in. I think we know that as well, to be honest. Now, we've had a shock to the system coming into this league, and got to fight tooth and nail now to get out of this position, which we will do, no doubt about it. And it's up to me to go and get the players in who are, and it shows by itself. It's a group of players, honestly, it's quite good enough around the pitch. And I thought we were sure today. It was men against boys, and they say, if you look at their body strength of people and knocking us off a bone, there's a few people who, I think, including myself, thought that we had a team who could compete well in this league, and it hasn't. And I've had a shock myself, to be honest. I spoke to managers who had come up. I spoke to their manager today, good lad. He'd done the same last season, thought he could go up, and after seven games, I had 1 point or something, and he's adjusted this year. And that's what we got to do, go out there hunting, get some players in.
Dartford, clearly the better side today, yeah. But it was soft goals that we were conceding, weren't they?
It's been like that all season, soft goals. You know, anybody who's played now at back four or midfield, defensive-wise, would be embarrassed to pull on the shirt. I'm very embarrassed to be a manager of a team, to be honest, at the minute. You know, forward-wise, Bobby's run the night call. I feel sorry for them. I know Lodgy was non-existent tonight, but he's done well in a lot of a couple of games. That's not a problem. But defensive-wise, Max hasn't been fit, Duke hasn't been fit, Adam Thompson's Nan's funeral today, and that's very important. I wouldn't say that, but I'm driving back later. I need to get my head together and do all I can to. I've released a couple of players already. I'll let it do a few more. Obviously, it's never a nice thing doing that because I've done well for the club, but we're clearly not good enough for this league, and I've got to do something about it. It's on my head as always. I feel good about it. I've heard about it, but I know for a fact I've got to do something about it.
There are only two players who started tonight who weren't figured in the championship winning side. Have you shown too much faith, do you think, in the side that won the league last season?
See, everybody's rang us beforehand and said I have. Even before the season started, were telling us not to do it. I think it's just for itself now what it's worth. I've got it wrong. You do want to be loyal to players. You do want to, they're a good set of lads. It's not knocking them as lads, But the time's come now where we've got to act, and we've got to act quickly. It may take a little while. I said it may get worse than before it gets better. For certain, we'll get a squad ready, and I'm sure we can do that.
Tommy Williams' first booking, perhaps unlucky, he should have got the free kick, perhaps, but his second booking, absolutely ludicrous, isn't it?
The referee cheated, a linesman was a disgrace. I said to the linesman, and that's the truth, you can ask anybody on the bench, I said to get it right. That's all I said, and he's put his flag up and all that, and he's a liar. And I criticise referees who do, but a lie, and he loved it tonight, the linesman and referees. I can take getting beat by a better side, that's my problem. If I get a sack in the morning, that's my problem and all. But the thing is, he's actually done it on purpose. Every time you give a free kick, we're all cheered. Even two of their players popped their head in my dressing room and said, listen, the referees and linesman's done you there. We had done that on purpose, and that's what I hate about the game. Mistakes didn't happen. But didn't can't come over here and tell lies, which he's done tonight against me. He said that I was using foul and abusive language at him. I wasn't. I was acting to do it right. And my accent can be strong, but not that bloody strong. And I think he's done it. The linesman on our side cheated, and that's the things we're doing. Get beat, make a few bad decisions, not on purpose, don't cheat. And he's done that on purpose tonight, I'm telling you that now, because every time he's done it, the crowd cheered, and they love it when there's 1,000 people here and they get a big cheer. That's the honest truth, nobody can take it away. Like I say, for two players, if Dartford players have come to me and say, listen, the referee's done you, I've told you something as well.
What about the lines from the other side who's involved in the Tommy Williams incident? Having been booked once for foul and abusive language, should Tommy have just shut up and just got on with the game?
Yeah, without a doubt. And I was saying, as part of the thing, I was having the linesman, I said, listen, 5-0 up, it's frustration's gone, it's 5-0 up. You hear every time, not like if you do have a big crowd like tonight, everybody's swearing, everybody's doing, but this is what happens. They wanted it and they loved it, absolutely, because the crowd cheered, and it's all good old linesman, good old referee. And I honestly think that's what it was about tonight. I thought it was more about them. We were beaten by a better side, no mistake about that, but the linesman on our side is a liar, and that's what I'll appeal against anything you said, because I know what I said, and he just wanted to get me off so he could get another big cheer for Crowley.
Did you draw any positives at all from tonight's game?
Bobby worked hard. I thought he was out of position. No, not none at all.
It's a distinct possibility that after six games, we might not have any points. We've got Hendon up next and Carl Shulton on Monday, who are absolutely flying as well.
Yep.
We've got to sort it out sooner rather than later, haven't we?
Without a doubt. Honestly, I make no hesitation about it. I've had excuses about players being injured, and I've had excuses about, you know, it's me as a manager. If it kept on continuing, you'll not have me as a manager. It doesn't matter because of me. But I know if I fuck that and turn around, and then I know we can as a group, but not with that football team. And yes, I've had their manager and I've had a couple of others ring and say, listen, don't be so loyal, don't be this and all that, you know, you've got to get players in, and that's exactly what I've got to do. I've probably left it a couple of weeks late. It's only, you know, 10 days into the season, and that's exactly what I'll do. I'll work tooth and nail to turn it around. I've been in this position before as a manager, and I've turned it around in the past. When I was first come got the job, I was in a relegation battle then. We turned around there. We're in a mini little relegation now after four games. I'll turn it around again, you watch, and we'll let it start on Saturday. If not, yes, some tough games, but I've got to, I've got a meeting with Malcolm and Mother, who's always supportive. I'll let her know who I've got to keep and who I've got to get away, but certainly that side shot the bits, and I just looked around the whole pitch and I thought, if we don't do something drastically shortly, we are in trouble, and I know that as a manager, so that's what I'll do.
Is it simple to say that we need some better quality defenders or the defending start, you know, with a front man all throughout the pitch?
Well, throughout the pitch, but if you look at the goal time, there's a hell of a lot of balls being weighed there, has crossed in goal. You know, a lot of one ball stuff over top goal. And if you're playing here, like Colin Bobby, who, to be fair, I think we've scored five goals in four games and none tonight, so five goals in three games. And that's not a bad tally, and if you score three at home, but we're conceding all over. And yes, you know, I think the players are embarrassed. I'm certainly embarrassed. I'm hurting like hell. I feel sorry for the supporters who sang their heart out tonight. I really do. I can understand I'll be getting a bit of pressure on my neck. I don't feel pressure on the football because I'll wake up tomorrow and do all I can to change this football club round. But it's hurting, as I tell you that much. And the people who are there tonight have been unbelievable, and we've had a great ride with the supporters, and I'm determined to give it something else, because if not, and I let that team take us down or take us a you know, another manager will come in and try other things, and I don't think it needs that at the minute. I think it needs a stability, which will give the club over 2.5 years, and I think it needs better players in our football team who are going to show some courage and some fight.
Do you draw a positive from the fact that Dartford are going to be, if not the champions, they're going to be up there, aren't they?
I said, if you look at the shape and size of them, you look at the power of them and the body language of them, and you know, when you lose three games, it is confidence and all that. And but if you look at you know, like, I think Lodgy tried a couple of one-on-ones, and the strength of a fullback just getting off, and a couple of times in midfield, it's a 50-50 attack, and the strength of it, it's all about that, and we haven't quite got that anywhere around the pitch at the minute. So it's my job, like I say, we've got every contact in the book. I've got to get the right signings in. Some favourites will have to go. If made no mistake, it'd be sad, because they, you know, they Wayne Finney thing, he's done great for his club, but I feel so we need adjustments in different areas, and it's sad about Tomer, sad about the deaths we've had in our little family as such, sad about all the injuries and the people being away. We've had seven players being away in pre-season, so that's where it's all started from as well, to be honest. There's a lot of things, but I kind of keep feeling sorry for myself, saying, oh, that'll come right, it'll not come right, so far it'll not come right, so I've got to act as quick as possible.
You mentioned something in there, I was going to ask you, was Ryan Lake in a fit mental state to play tonight, do you think?
We had a chat with him, and he wanted to play. A good question, and we decided beforehand between me and him, he was. Lads had some awful news, it's a tough call. It's one of them. If it went well tonight, we'd be saying what a good decision. It hasn't went well, so what a bad decision, so I'll accept that as well. It's my team. I put the team over white line, you have trust in them, and that's what I've done. And like you say, if you think I'll be going back now and not be bothered about it, I will. I'll probably not sleep tonight. I care massively, and I know that, you know, I've had a very successful 4.5 years as a management, very successful. Nervous screws have changed, the pressure will be on, maybe people thinking, oh, Craigie, I've shot the bits myself. I'll not be, I'll wake up more and fight, and I'll get the right players in who will fight with us, and now Hamzy and Martin Taylor will be the same.